In this meditation, we will look at the authority of Maat and hold the highest truth of your soul authority within this body. So take a deep breath and allow yourself to step into alignment with your own highest truth. Allow yourself to connect to your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening up with your highest truth. Good. Now take another deep breath and bring your awareness to your vertical tube. This is the energy that flows through your body from pouring into the top of your head all the way through your body and coming out between your legs, along your legs, and down into the planet. And returning from the planet all the way up through your body and out of the top of your head. Let yourself feel that energy within your body on a cellular level, that every cell in your being is experiencing this energy of your highest truth. What does it feel like for you? Good. Now let every cell of your body breathe in the highest soul truth, so that Maat energy from the planetary template, the planetary morphogenic field, can anchor in every cell of your body. Good. Now take another deep breath. Let yourself soak it in. We're now going to look at the seven pillars of Maat energy to make sure that you are able to be aligned to the highest truth of your being. This is what it means to be in your authority. So, what is your highest truth right now about you? Good. Now let's look at how you are dealing with the opposites within you. Self-love and not liking yourself. Being eternally worthy and having issues with unworthiness. Being so connected and being disconnected. Being part of something and being excluded. Being conscious and aware, and being unconscious and unaware. Choosing consciously from your authority or reacting. What is your favorite pair of opposites this lifetime? What are you dealing with? And are you able to be in the energy of balance with those opposites? Do you feel like you have internal order, or are you living in chaos? What is your relationship from the place of authority with your inner order? Do you love it? Do you crave it? Do you resist it? Do you see it as something positive or negative for you? Do you use it to prove yourself? Are you able to be in internal order in order to be clear? Good. Now let's look at the inner harmony. Are you able to receive natural replenishment of energy from every action you take? Maat is naturally replenishing and recharging. Are you in syntropy? What needs to be corrected to bring you into harmony? Good. Now take a breath and we're going to shift into looking into your actions. Are your actions aligned with your highest truth, with Maat? Are you choosing your steps? Or are you in reaction to life? And what needs to change to correct this. Good. Now let's look at the higher self code of living. That is your ability to be in the higher self. And see reality from that place always. This is your inner moral code. This is your inner compass. This is your conscience. Are you able to be always there? And if not, what needs to be adjusted? Good. And the last pillar is justice. Do you feel that you are aligned with true energy of justice? Or do you take it upon yourself to be the judge? Do you judge yourself? Do you feel judged? Do you feel that justice is not served in some circumstances, forgetting that there is a higher justice, like the law of karma? What needs to be corrected in order for you to be truly aligned with the higher justice energy of Maat? Good. Now, as I will stop talking, the energy in this meditation will continue to flow to support your alignment with Maat. What is it in your being that you need to let go of or adjust to truly be in alignment with your soul truth at all times?